RxMuscle.com brings you After Hours featuring the Whack Pack.
This is Mr. G.
Good day, mate.
Come on, get it out already over here.
Good day, mate.
Here's your hosts, Dave Palumbo and John Romano.
Welcome to another episode of After Hours with the Whack Pack. I'm Dave Palumbo, and I am here exclusively alone. I have no co-host tonight, so I will be doing this solo. But I do have a studio full of Whack Packers and special guests. On the seniority list, I guess Jeff the producer would be first in ranking.
Yes.
With Diego B being second in ranking.
Yes.
Hello.
And Diego A being third in ranking.
Hello, everybody.
About time Diego gets some recognition.
Yes, right? But maybe if you be quiet, you get more recognition.
Well, we have a couple special guests in the studio today. I'm not going to get to them yet. I want to just talk about a little business here. Romano's in Mexico, and the phone lines are not working, so we can't get him to call in.
How come he doesn't use Skype? It's such a great service.
Actually, you know, if you heard, anyone out there listening have heard the Heavy Muscle radio show this past week, John crapped out on me. This his line crapped out. Not he did. the line crapped out. And Jeff, the producer, fills in.
That's right.
In all his splendor. Thank you, Jeff.
And you know what? It seems that the feedback was very positive.
Yes, except Aaron Singerman believes that he could have done a better job.
Well, because he has such a good radio voice compared to me. I have no radio voice, and he's been a Chewbacca for very, many, many years. And me, I'm just an amateur at this.
Now, Aaron did say something to me that I wanted to bring up in front of Diego.
That he has no legs?
No, he told me that, you know, he's going to be competing this coming weekend, actually tomorrow, at the NPC Dexter Jackson Classic down in Jacksonville, Florida, which we'll be down there covering that. And Aaron will be following. We'll have the Aaron cam on, you know, the whole weekend.
Yes.
To follow him around. He says he's looking so good, in fact, that he does say that he would smoke Diego on stage. And I'm making a direct quote.
No, he will definitely smoke him on his knees. I agree.
he said he looks that good. And he may actually, if he places top two in his class and he feels that there should be no reason why he can't do that, he says that he will actually be challenging Big Sean Andros in the Junior USA Championships at the end of the month.
Okay, first of all, Aaron, you have delusions, okay? Because you got to get through. You see, there's like different levels, all right? Tell you what, I'll let you go against me first, okay? I won't even diet. I'll just stand next to you, and we'll let the internet decide. The next one you have to face is like Mike Tyson's punch out. You got to work your way up the ladder. Then you go against Diego B, who's actually done the Easterns,
right,
and plays very well in both the Open and the Amateur. So and in the novice, excuse me. And then the next one you'll go against is Sean Andros, where you will lose.
Well, if he qualifies at the Jacksonville show by placing top two, then he will have the ability to compete in his hometown of Houston, Texas, against Big Sean Andros. I instigated that a little bit, I have to admit. You know,
of course.
I felt that would be a good for ratings on the website.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, you know, off topic gets, you know, routinely the most views on any other forum thread that we put up. I don't know about the actual show, but, you know, they get about 15,000 views every time they put a thread up. So,
well, you know, I didn't want to tell you this, Jeff, but I guess I kind of need your cooperation in this.
Okay.
Aaron wanted me to be on off topic tonight because, you know, we tape 2 days early. And I said, well, I'm doing the after hour show. I can't do that.
Uh-huh.
He's like, oh, well, can't take 15 minutes to, you know, take my call. So I figured when he calls my cell phone, I'm just going to put him through.
That makes sense.
On speaker, right? And we'll put him right through the mic here.
Tell you what. We'll have him call you, and then we'll call him back, and both of us will do the show at the exact same time.
Can we do that?
Yeah, sure.
Can you logistically
absolutely
work that out?
That wouldn't be an issue. All of us could be on off topic at the same time.
All right.
And he'll be on after hours simultaneously.
Right, which, you know what? Let's go for it. It'll be great.
So I'm waiting for him to call me.
Before you keep on going, anybody out there, put up Aaron's pictures when he competes this weekend. And if you could put up any of my pictures up against him.
Well, we're gonna be down there shooting the show, so we'll have plenty of pictures of Aaron, and then I guess we can put a side-by-side comparison.
Side by side, there we go.
I'm sure someone on the site will do some kind of a video.
Please, anybody out there, do it.
With the comparison.
I suck at that stuff, so.
Well, you know, I think that Aaron has, you know, prior experience in, like, competing. I actually heard that there's some footage floating around. I'm actually doing my best to get my hands on this thing, because if I do, it will be put on the internet for the world to see. We'll see exactly what he had way back when he lived in a very small hometown that got wiped out by Hurricane Katrina, apparently, which wiped out his personal training business and brought him to the hometown.
And all his
Texas.
Pictures, supposedly.
And all of his pictures and all of his money and, you know, his Maseratis and everything else he had.
No, that's when he said he was a drug addict.
Right. Well, he had Maseratis when he was selling all that non-crack and non-coke.
Oh,
I think he said he was dating the drug dealer, wasn't he?
Oh, that's right. The drug dealer was supporting him,
right?
Buying him all this stuff.
He was
stuff.
The bitch.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Well, that's usual.
All right. Well, we have I wanted one more thing before I get to our guest. When I went into the bathroom earlier today, I left my phone on the sink because outside the bathroom. Because right. The last time I was in the studio bathroom, I dropped my phone in the toilet bowl.
That's nice.
And Jeff gave me this bit of advice. And I like to give credit where credit is due. You know, when Jeff doesn't do his job, I yell at him. But when he does a good job, I always compliment him and commend him. And he told me to take the phone and put it in a bag of rice, dry rice.
That's right.
And I thought it was a little wacky. And I said, you know, because there was water on the inside of the phone screen. And I figured this thing's never going to work. So when I left the studio, I went right to Pathmark and I bought a bag of rice. In the car, I immediately shoved the phone into the bag of rice. I tied it up. And luckily, when I got home, the phone still had not been dead, so I was able to extract the numbers off the phone.
Right.
And I had another phone, an older phone, that I put the numbers on. Anyway, I went away for the weekend. When I came back, I guess the phone had been in the rice for about 5 days. I pulled it out, put the battery in, and the thing worked fine. And there was no water inside the screen. And so anyone who drops their phone in any kind of water... listen to what Jeff said. Put it in a bag of rice.
Put it in a bag of dry rice. For some reason, there's something about the rice that draws the water to it absorbs the moisture.
It's like a desiccant.
Right.
It draws the water out.
Like those little silica bags that they put in?
Right. Probably would work with
Where
that.
Where were too. You like a couple of years ago when it happened to me twice?
And we're selling the donkeys for half price.
My phone touched the water for about not even 2 seconds, and I pulled it out, and it was still acting weird, okay? So... the thing that didn't repair itself was the battery. For some reason, the battery will not hold a good charge now.
Did you take the battery out and separate it?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay.
I listened to everything you said. I even put the battery in the bag of rice.
Right. Yeah.
But the battery, it's working, but it's not holding the charge that it used to hold.
All right. Well, you just need a new battery.
I'm going to give everybody out there a piece of advice because it happened to me. With anybody who's using SIM cards on their cell phones to save your numbers,
yeah,
we could buy an extra SIM card at any store and just upload all your numbers to it, store it in your house somewhere. You're always going
to
have
I got a better idea. You can just download the numbers to your computer.
Yes.
And that's how I do it.
Absolutely.
But you got to do it.
Nobody checks your computer.
Right.
You don't have to worry about those phone numbers.
Right.
For all the guys that do have to worry about their phone numbers and they want to keep it separate.
Oh, is that why you're telling them to have a separate SIM card?
Absolutely.
Right. What if your girl finds a SIM card?
Well, you got to tuck that shit away somewhere.
Okay. What if she finds your phone, which is even worse than the SIM card itself?
Well, protect it with a password. Look,
Hold on. Your phone is password protected?
I live by myself and I still have a password.
The password is Donkey. Donkey.
Why? Have you had bad experiences with women checking your cell phone?
Absolutely.
Really?
Twice.
Oh, you know what? We happen to have a woman here in the studio today. This is usually a male-predominated show, but we do have a woman in the studio. She's only 17 years old, but she's very mature for her years. I would like to welcome Melody Mello.
Hello.
Now, you're all the way down from Buffalo, or there in that area, right?
Actually, it's an hour and a half from Buffalo. I'm in the boonies.
You're in the boonies.
The boondocks.
And what are you doing down here in Long Island for the day?
Next Level Nutrition actually sent me out here to, you know, work out with everyone out here and get used to it because I want to move out here next year. Go to Farmingdale.
Who sent you out here?
Next Level Nutrition.
Next Level?
A new company. They're coming out and they want to promote me.
Okay.
So I'm out here with my aunt and everyone out here and got together with Rob and everyone.
Were you making appearances with them out here?
Well, just working out and stuff because I want to move out here next year.
Okay. That's good. We want you. We'll take you. Now, in your 17 short years of life, have you ever gone through a male companion of yours' cell phone to look for texts or messages from another girl?
Say the truth.
You know what? I may be little, but I will not let anyone touch my phone. So, not even my parents, no one.
Nobody.
No, I didn't say your phone. I said, have you gone through someone else's phone before?
No.
You know, like you're in the kitchen with the guy, and he goes to the bathroom, he leaves his phone on the table. Do you ever pick the phone up and check it?
Text message or something? No.
No, because he should know better. I'll kick his ass.
No, have you ever checked his phone?
No. Right. I don't have to, because he should know better.
She's like trying to say that, like, a guy's not going to be dumb enough to do anything, you know,
right. Give it a few years. Come back to us in 5 years.
So you think you're slicker than him? Is that what you're saying? You could catch him if he was doing
something.
Right. I noticed that Diego is quite smitten. Do you get that impression? He can't stop talking. He's very fidgety. He's moving around.
He's trying to pull his Rico Suave.
No, yeah, I noticed that.
Not at all. I don't need to go
it's
to
the
jail.
Latina in him.
Jeff. It's the Latina.
Mira, como se dice. Oh my God, you're so beautiful. Listen, you and me, Pepe Le Pew, we get together.
Melody is a very pretty girl, and I'll talk to her maybe in a year or two.
Okay.
For now, I have
so
to
you are interested.
Away.
You are interested. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, she's very pretty. Yes.
Oh, thank you.
But I'll talk to her in a year.
You know, you go to jail for that, right?
That's exactly why I'm gonna wait a year or two.
Yes, but when I come from, it's 14. It's a cutoff from no, five.
Well, yes, it's 15.
In dog years, he's only what? She's already 56. Fuck it.
All right. Well, we got Melody in the studio. We also have another very good friend of mine in the studio here, Dave Watson, who just won his IFBB Pro card at the 2010 NPC Masters Nationals by winning the heavyweight class. Congratulations, Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
And I've been trying to get you on the radio for a while. You've been resistant. So he had to buy me a dinner tonight. Well, he didn't have to. He offered to buy me dinner. So we went to the Outback, his favorite place, and around the corner from here. And a good friend of his came with him, and he wound up paying the check. Yes, so Dave still owes me a dinner.
He snuck in there. He always does that. Still owes me dinner. I do owe you dinner. Yes, I do.
So now what has changed in your life? Have you gotten any more respect from the people in the gym now that you've got your pro card?
And it's the same. You know, people, you know, they think, obviously, congratulating me and... they all appreciate everything, you know. I appreciate everything that they've done for me. Right. And they've been congratulating me a lot of people, you know. And respect-wise, I mean, they're all the same.
How many years you been training and competing now?
27.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, we were just talking about at dinner. I want to bring a topic. We were talking about Dee Schneider from Twisted Sister.
Yes.
And he used to own a gym out here on Long Island. And it was right down the block from the gym you owned. Is that correct?
Iron Man.
Oh, you figured it out?
Yes.
It was called Iron Man.
Just a minute, actually. Just did.
Now,
Iron Man.
Now, his gym closed and you got all his members, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, there were pieces of work, some of them.
But you said that his members were what? Troublemakers?
Nah, just obnoxious. Oh. Disrespectful.
Right.
Yeah, a lot of them. So they were young kids from the high school.
So you guys were competitive, though, when you guys were both open, right? Against each other, essentially.
Yeah, I guess so. But we had our own crew over there, you know, crazy crew over there.
When you melded the crews, was it? How did that work out?
It was all right. We had quite a few that left, quite a few that stayed. You know, I'd say about half and half.
Now, you said that just recently you sold him a truck or something? What was
no, that? No, that was somebody else. That was
I'm confusing my stories.
Yes. The Olympic gym in Smithtown, the owner of that gym, I sold him a box truck.
What was your dealings with Dee Schneider, you told me recently?
A while ago, about a year ago. He wanted to live for his garage.
Oh, right, to work on it.
Yeah. Yeah, and a friend of mine gave him my phone number and was contacting.
Did you get him a lift?
No, he didn't want to spend the money.
Oh, it's too cheap. I guess he's not doing that well because he's got a reality show coming out.
He took $1,500 for the lift.
He's like, well, maybe he's not, you know, well, he must get residuals on his records, right?
He's doing good.
Where does he live now?
It's Setauket, I think.
Oh, he's out by Blackman.
Yeah.
Maybe he's lives next door to Blackman.
He's out in that area, yes.
Yeah. Well, I know he's got a reality show coming out. I want to get him on the. I want to get him on the show here. You got to pull some strings for me, Dave, since you have the connection there.
I have his number. If it's still that's the right number, I'll give him a call.
Does he still do like any shows with any of his bands? Because he had a couple of bands out there besides Twisted Sister. Like, does he go to Vegas and do like any crazy acts?
Revival acts.
They do some like local shows sometimes. You
does
know?
He?
That's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah, with his
cool.
band.
He's got to miss it. I would miss it.
Of course. That's just why I asked, because you know these guys are never going to stop. I mean, even Gene Simmons, whatever, he couldn't stop. He makes these special appearances every now
I'd
and
like
then.
I'd like to see. I think it would be a good reality show with Dee Schneider. He's got an interesting life there. He's Jewish, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, I think he's Jewish, yeah. That's what I heard. All right. He got to be one of the only Jewish rock stars, him and Evan Seinfeld.
Gene Simmons.
Gene Simmons is also Jewish?
Yeah, I think actually. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Isn't he? And like Paul and Paul Stanley from Kiss? Come on, man.
Don't I don't know.
They're toe Jews.
I thought Diego was Italian.
I thought Melody was Irish.
I'm black, by the way.
You're Dominican, right?
Oh. Right.
All right. Just checking. All you Dominican lovers out there. Melody's... are you single, Melody?
Yes, very single.
Really? Now, do you like older guys or younger guys?
Very single.
I don't know. I'm not really focused on that shit right now.
You don't care how old
you
are. Okay. I'm just putting it out there. Would you date like a 19-year-old guy? Is that too old?
If we're talking about Cody?
I'm not mentioning any names.
She brought that one up.
Yeah, she brought it up. Didn't say anything.
Look at this.
Cody who?
Cody Lewis.
Oh, you like Cody Lewis, the guy who won the heavyweight class in the team nationals?
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Is that why you, was that why you were out there watching?
No. Oh. No, no, no.
Cody, man, you better jump on this.
It's funny because, you know, it's funny because, you know, they have the Masters Nationals with the team Nationals. So you got guys, old guys like Dave up there, wow, getting his pro card up there.
Old guys like guys. Dave.
Yeah. He's older than me. He's the senior.
I'm older than dirt.
You're the senior citizen here on the council tonight. Now, Melody, you're only 17 years old. You have technically 2 years if you wanted to ever do the team Nationals. Is that something that you might ever want to do?
I want to. But my mind's still stuck on powerlifting right now.
You still like powerlifting. Yeah. Now, you have some pretty impressive lifts. I think you lift actually more than Diego does. What are you deadlifting these days?
500. So.
Can you deadlift 500, Diego?
No.
How does that make you feel that a girl can lift more than you?
It makes me feel perfectly fine. Yeah. Look at her.
You would still date her, though.
Absolutely. You can deadlift me.
You like to be dominated.
Yeah, why not?
I have a feeling, Jeff, that Diego likes the lifting.
He'll get trampled on. He'll take anything he can out of Melody.
Kick me, slap me, I'll be fine.
See, look.
As long as I get my nut, I'm okay.
I was talking to someone who's an expert
sick
in these schmo sessions, Jeff, that they do.
Right.
You know, in bodybuilding.
Yeah.
These female, Dave, they got these female bodybuilder girls. They do these schmo things to these guys that are into being dominated by big women.
Oh, okay.
And I guess the big thing in the schmo, in the schmo industry is that they like to be lifted up over the girl's feet, over the head rather, and then the girl jerks them off. That's like the...
Oh, God. That's something I need to know.
That's pretty sick, right?
Oh, yeah.
And these guys, that's the only way they can get off, a lot of them.
Really?
So there's a big business here. If these girls, if you're a strong girl and you can lift people over your head and do that, you know, you can make big money.
Yeah, you're pretty strong. Usually these schmoes are
fat.
Acrobatics there. Yeah, one hand hold them up and the other one, whatever.
All right. So I got a question for everyone. Everyone's going to get a chance to answer this. I'm going to go to Jeff, the producer, first.
Yes.
Growing up, when you were in school, what was your favorite and most hated school lunch? Okay.
Oh.
The best lunch that you had growing up, going to school, and the one you hated the most.
The worst one was anything with ham in it.
So you don't like ham?
Oh my God! Because it didn't look like or like feel like it. It smelled like some weird demented spam shit.
You didn't get the Italian ham. You probably got like the American ham.
Yeah, it was some garbage. Yeah. It was that processed crap with the fake bread and all this other shit. The best one, the chocolate milk.
So you would drink, that would be your whole lunch?
Oh, yeah. I'll get like five of them. That's
five containers? Yeah. Would you step on the empty containers and make that, you know?
Oh, of course. Explode? No. Yeah. You have to fold it into a box and like make it sound like an explosion. Of course.
I can tell Dave Watson definitely did that. He was one of the bad guys who probably did it with the milk in there.
Blow up everywhere. That's the best way to do it. You kidding me? He caused the mass, explosion.
Like an atomic bomb going off in the auditorium.
Yeah, yeah.
Diego, what was your favorite school lunch and most hated?
Donkey.
Yeah, I like the arroz con pollo, but in my school they didn't make that.
He had to pick his own lunch in the garden outside.
I liked it when they used to feed us, and I did not like it when they did not feed us.
That's right. We had to catch our own chickens before we ate lunch. So I don't. It's different than here.
Yeah. What about you, Dave?
Favorite?
You look like a peanut butter and jelly guy to me.
That, I am a peanut butter guy.
Told you. Pop-Tarts.
Actually,
it's my cheat meal.
He loved those things.
He still eats Pop-Tarts.
That's for sure. Meatball Hero was my best.
Wow, he got good lunches,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, they actually,
damn, we didn't get none of that shit.
Yeah.
The worst was the corned beef cabbage.
They actually gave that to his school?
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
No, they used to have that. That's terrible. The glop and these. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Disgusting.
You know what I couldn't eat? I used to actually like the hamburgers they served in Pizza Day. That was good. But I could not stand the Sloppy Joes.
Right.
It's
basically the same thing. It's just
you know what it is?
Slop.
If you're Italian and you had real bread on Sundays, you couldn't eat that white bread that they served.
Right.
It just killed you.
Yeah. It was like a piece of plastic with some compressed
sloppy
wood.
Joes. Oh, I hated those. Melody, do they still serve lunch at school?
Yeah, they do. I pack my own lunch as well, but
in school. Holy shit!
I still got a year left, but I would actually arm wrestle kids for their chicken patties because that was my favorite.
She's shaking down the kids for their lunch,
and she would carry them over the head if they gave dessert. So,
but I didn't like the pizza. The cheese was like rubber. It was disgusting.
Yeah, they don't warm it up. So. It's usually like Elio's pizza.
Elio's.
Do you still eat lunch in school? Or you bring your own.
Sometimes I pack my own. My mom, arroz con pollo.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and I microwave it.
Look at this.
She gets a packed lunch. Wow, that's great.
Jesus.
But I would eat their lunch too. Yeah. I was always eating. Always.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. But what do the people in the school, the kids in school, think of you? Because you're probably bigger than most of the guys, I'm sure, right?
Yeah.
Or more muscular, at least.
Some, yeah. Well, I don't really pay attention to them. No. I go do my shit, then I leave. I go to the gym. But a lot of kids, I don't know. You get that crowd that, you know, I inspire them, and then you have that crowd that talks shit.
Yeah. I was going to say, do you have problems with kids like trying to make fun of you and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Is it different?
It's usually the preppy-ass girls, but whatever.
What do they say to you?
Steroids and all this shit. I'm like...
I mean, really? Even at that age?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
my God.
So I actually got tested. The freaking principal searched me up and down, and...
They drug tested you?
Yeah.
So the principal?
The principal
patted her down.
Yeah, no. Searched me up and down.
You don't get so turned on over there, Dave.
You see, I told you. Look, he has his one hand off the table. Where is the hand? Oh, yeah, that's right. Put it back. Very good.
So they act, hold on. What did they think you were like scoring?
Wait, please lift and carry me. Okay, sorry. It's an outburst. I couldn't control myself.
What were they? What did they think you were like stashed in steroids in your locker or something like that?
Selling shit. No, I don't know. Actually, I don't know why they searched me. I called my dad during school. He came in, you know.
Did he yell at them?
Yeah, he was fucking throwing shit in the office. So
then they tested her father too.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. So
imagine if Jimmy the Bull was her father. Jeff, how would that scene go down?
Hey, what the fucking season be a fucking problem here? You test my fucking daughter? Get the fuck out! And then the place would be destroyed. Right. There'll be a hole in the wall. The principal would be under the table, probably hogtied.
And Jimmy would be in jail, of course.
Well, yeah, but that would be after he already, you know, destroyed half the fucking staff and made it outside and fought with the cops. Yeah.
So, yeah, it must be. I got to imagine it being a woman, especially not, I mean, a guy, you probably get the steroid comments, but as a woman, it's got to be rough because the girls are probably jealous too that you're good looking too, and you know, that can't go off. So, have you ever dated anyone from your school, or it's just you don't relate to them well?
No, I haven't even kissed anyone from my school. I don't go to the dances, nothing. I just don't find interest in that shit.
Interesting.
Mm-mm.
Interesting.
So what's your day like then? I mean, if you're not doing all this stuff in school,
she leaves and goes to the gym.
Right.
Just gym.
I'm in the gym
time?
For like 4 or 5 hours a day because I actually train little girls that want to do it. So
see,
oh, really?
Really training.
And now, what gym is this that you work out of?
Eats Fitness, the only gym we have there.
One gym.
Yeah, other than the YMCA, that's it. No. So
maybe you should open a gym up there. You got enough people.
No. That's why I'm getting the fuck out of there.
Oh, you want to leave. She's like one of these small town girls. When she comes to Long Island, she's going to lose her mind. We're going to have to put a chaperone on her, I think. Diego?
Well, she says she's coming in a year, so yeah, I'll drive her.
But she was carrying me over her head at least 5 days a week for 10 minutes.
At least.
At least.
Now, what are you squatting these days, Melody?
Two Diegos.
450.
Wow, that's more than you too, Diego.
That's two Diegos.
It's about two.
Yeah, almost.
Can you do 500?
Yeah, 495.
I can do 500 reps of 10.
I'll bet you. Let's put a bet.
We should have
a lift off between Melody and Diego, right? That would be better than Bros versus Pros.
We can I'm call here till it, Sunday. Let's go.
Schmoes versus the Does or something like that. You know?
Colombians versus Dominicans. It's a powerlifting event.
International battle.
We can get Kat Ramirez on the Dominican side. And who do we know who's Colombian? You know who's half Colombian? Charlie Arms is half Colombian.
Half Colombian? Yeah. Good. So he gets to lift with his right side.
That's right. Yeah, but who do you think would win a powerlifting meet between Diego and Melody?
Melody.
I think she'd take it. You might have her in the bench, though. What do you bench, Melody?
I've done 250.
He's probably got a better bench than that.
Like 295.
But I've done that for three reps.
But that has to be off cycle, Diego. You have to do it natural, like her. You know what? We should drug test the fucking event.
That's right. She's drug free, right?
I'm out.
You're down. You can't beat her. Do you realize that?
I cannot beat her.
Won't happen.
I'll be the first one to say it.
You can't beat her.
She can deadlift more than I can.
I know she can. She can squat almost as much as you,
just
too.
About, yeah.
Yeah. We'd be close. I think we should get a sponsor to put up some money for this.
Why not?
Jeff.
Next.
I would like to thank Brutal Alchemy for sponsoring this. Thank you, Mr. DJ3.
Maybe, who can we get the sponsor? Maybe Dave Watson's Diamond Auto Care. Can
sponsor this event,
you know?
I'll donate my neon because...
And we get Deer Hills Pizza, you know? What's his name? Carmelo.
Carmelo.
Carmelo could put up the pizzas and...
We could get a Chico's...
Diego could win a free year supply of pizza.
We get Chico's Bail Bonds to sponsor us.
We get the Joe's Car Wash. All right, anyway. Dave, are you a McDonald's or a Burger King guy?
McDonald's.
You're a McDonald's guy too. Yeah, I'm not really a big Burger King fanatic. Something about the flame broil thing that comes up in me. Yeah, it comes up in me. Yeah.
Back when I was younger, though, I used to eat the Burger King.
Did you?
Yeah.
They got these new things now. They're called Whopper bars. Have you heard about this? The Whopper bar is like a new. They're testing it out in Manhattan. It's supposed to be like an upscale Burger King, basically. That they serve is like special Whoppers. There's like four different Whoppers they have on the menu. They have a BK Black and Blue Steakhouse XXXT Whopper. They got a Cajun Whopper. They got a couple different Whoppers. And I was reading a review of the place, and supposedly it's just, I guess, a high priced and not very good. Pretty much it tastes the same as the regular Whopper. Yeah. Did not get a good review. But supposedly they spiffed up the place. It looked, everyone wears black. The outfits are black there.
So it's like Blackstones.
Blackstone burgers. It's not like Blackstone. They have a California Whopper also.
It's like an upscale restaurant version of Burger King. Is that what it is? Or
yeah, it's like they're trying to test out like a new look to the place. I guess.
Why don't they test out new fucking food that tastes better?
Well, yeah, that's from the review I read. They said the food is not better. It's actually worse. They said.
They're probably trying to get rid of some old stock.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, what they're trying to do, but I have a feeling they're going to fail miserably. Burger King's got to work on a new recipe, because I don't think they flame broil the burgers. I think they put a sauce that makes it taste like it's flame broiled, and that's what comes up on you.
I don't understand. I mean, if it was flame broiled, it's like getting a barbecue out of your house.
Do the Colombians like Burger King? Or they like McDonald's?
It's against our religion.
I don't know if I've seen a Burger King down there, but I definitely seen a McDonald's.
That's what I thought. I think and I saw in Barcelona they have McDonald's too. So I don't know.
We serve ours with cocaine.
What do you like better, Melody? Burger King or McDonald's?
If I have to choose McDonald's.
Okay, good. You can stay. Actually, Dave Watson and I like Checkers better than both of them.
Oh, there you go.
When we would go on the post-workout meals, when we were in bulk-up phase, we would go to Checkers and we would get like three triple cheeseburgers.
What do you have for dessert?
And apple pies. Oh. They're not. I think they're fried there, right? They're not baked yet.
Fried apple pies, really?
Yeah, you got to say they're the best.
They're very good. Yeah, they're very good.
How often did you guys have this cheat meal?
Like every day.
That's great.
I was actually training someone at Deer Park Gold's Gym, and I would just go and meet Dave, and we would train her, and then I would train with Dave, and then we'd go to Checkers after.
That's awesome.
And, Checkers has no indoor seating, really, except they have, like, a little, like, place where you can go where the takeout places, and there's, like two chairs in there, like, with this little metal desk, and him and I would, in the middle of the winter, would be fucking freezing to death, eating this Dave fucking burger, like, you know, and I have shorts on, of course, yeah.
So. Actually, Burger King has good pies, because I would go to McDonald's and then go straight to Burger King for their cookie dough pie.
Really? Wow. All the hot spots.
It's cool.
Do they have McDonald's where you live?
Yeah, they have Burger King too.
Really?
And an Applebee's. There you go.
Yeah, Applebee's. Like when they want to go out up there, that's like the big night out. Like we go to like Blackstone's, they go to Applebee's. Yeah,
it's true.
It's like a 5-star restaurant up there, right?
Uh huh.
Zagat's Buffalo says
you get a job waitressing at Applebee's. You're going to be rich up there because that's the only place in town.
Do they do cattle tipping? I say, was it cattle tipping?
I don't know. Do they tip cattle up there?
I don't know.
They're so remote, they don't even have cattle up there.
the cows migrate upwards.
Do you guys have chickens up there?
We have a lot of cows. There's more cows than fucking people up there.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, cow tipping.
Cow tipping, yeah.
There we go.
Yes, titty go.
Dave's father actually had a rooster living. I told a story about how your dad had a tenant who had a rooster. Now you tell me you got rid of the rooster. He's got pigeons now?
Yep.
Who has pigeons as pets anymore?
And in the house.
In the house. Oh, the pigeons fly in the house?
In the house, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that's your old apartment, right? Mm-hmm. You built? It must be trashed.
You remember that place where you used to be, right?
It was beautiful, yeah.
Yeah. Well, not like that anymore.
It was like the Poconos Mount Airy Resort in Dave's house. Yeah, he had like the love-shaped waterbed, you know. And he's got the disco ball. You know? Yeah, yeah. He had whatever the most modern TV and stereo system. He built his own bathroom with a sump pump on it, and it was beautiful. Now he's got pigeons living in it. So
that sucks. I would have moved in.
Yeah, Jeff needs a place. Why don't you have kick the guy out and let Jeff live there?
I'll kick him out.
It's a woman. She's
kick her out. Jeff needs an apartment. What's the rent there?
We're trying to get her out.
Just get her out. Tell her to leave.
Yeah, get the fuck out.
You know what it is when it comes to residential.
Fricassee the fucking pigeons up. She'll leave.
Send
you know what? When she wakes up in the morning, there'll be a pigeon head on her bed. Like, they, you know, make her an offer she can't refuse. Jeff needs a place to stay. I'm serious.
No, I'm actually thinking about the heart-shaped bed. That's.
I think he took the bed with him.
The
bed's still there.
I left the bed there. I left everything there.
Kidding
me? Wow. All my furniture. Everything.
It was a nice place. I don't know if it still is.
Dave, you would get sick if you
really. Yeah. You'll fix it up if you have to go in there, right?
We had to redo everything in the place. They destroyed the first one, and now it's getting destroyed.
That's sad.
Just watch your sinks. Jeff likes to pull sinks out of the wall. That's about it. Other than that, he's good.
It wasn't me who pulled the fucking sink out.
All right, well, he attracts people who
pull sinks. Exactly. How'd this happen?
How'd this happen? Because somehow someone's ass got on my fucking sink and the sink went down.
Okay, I don't even want to know.
Exactly.
Now we know. Okay.
And it wasn't in a fun.
It wasn't at all. Thank you.
He wasn't doing anything kinky, if that's what you're thinking.
Yeah. No, it wasn't that.
Sounded fun.
No.
Melody, have you ever pulled the sink out of a wall in anger?
No.
Do you get angry? Are you like have a bad temper? Because Dominicans have a very bad temper.
Actually, Rob was kind of scared today when I was working out because when I was benching, I didn't feel right. My forearms were hurting and I started pacing back and forth. And he's like, do I have to get your father on the phone? I go, no, I'm fine, but I'm just fucking pissed. I couldn't get that weight, you know?
Oh, boy.
So, I actually broke mirrors in my gym.
Really?
From slamming weight. Wow. Yeah. So.
Holy
That's
shit.
That's why she's got to move to Long Island, because they don't want her up there anymore. She's got to go to the Y.
She's getting evicted.
Do they have a gym in your high school?
Yes. Do you but ever... it's very retarded.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't go there.
What do the guys think when you lift there? Have you ever outlifted them there?
You know what? There's a guys and a girls challenge for a bench off, and I beat all the guys. I took the guys challenge and I beat it. My name's on the wall. So.
Wow, that's great. That's awesome.
Do you have like records over there too?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I figured.
It's pretty funny. But
what was the best guys lift?
This kid actually tried the challenge 6 times and could not. It was like I think it was benching 135. And it would drop down till you got to the bar 10 times each.
Oh, it was like the reps?
Yeah. So, and he couldn't do it. So.
Mm. Interesting. Well, that sounds cool. Alex Rodriguez hit his 600th home run. I don't know if you guys heard
Hallelujah.
That. Anyone follow baseball here?
Not anymore. Like, I got bored of it.
Baseball's big for Dominicans. You should know about that. We need Jimmy. I need to find out what the Dominican stereotypes are.
I just got a text from Jimmy. He says, I'm almost done with work.
Oh.
Well, and we're almost done anyway, so it doesn't really matter. But
well, Alex Rodriguez is the youngest guy ever to reach 600 home runs. He did it at age 35 years, 2 months. It's a pretty amazing record when you think about it because he did it before Babe Ruth did it. He did it at a younger age before Ken Griffey did it. He did it at a younger age before Hank Aaron or Willie Mays and Sammy Sosa. So he is in an elite club with those guys. And I believe that he will be the home run king at some point because he could probably play for another 5 or 6 years at least.
Yeah, you know, and, but they got the juiced up balls. They have more games. There's more opportunities for this stuff.
He's gonna pass Barry Bonds, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. So.
We'll see.
He'll get accused of steroids in
early. He already did.
Oh, well, there you go.
Too late. You're behind the times.
He's Dominican.
He is Dominican.
Yeah. I think Dave mentioned that about 5 minutes ago.
Maybe you want to date Alex Rodriguez, Melody. He's available, I hear.
He's
$30 million a year.
He's only the wealthiest baseball player in the history of the game. Nothing wrong with that. Well, let's take a commercial break here for a second. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about Lance Armstrong and what his latest accusing him of doing. All right?
All right.
This is After Hours featuring the Whack Pack. ALR Industries. ALR Industries products are backed by 3 decades of experience in the science and lifelong dedication to bodybuilding from its founder, Arthur L. Ray. In 2001, ALR Industries was created to give the hardcore bodybuilder the edge you need to build the perfect beast. Hyperdrive 3.0 is a synergistic blend of fat-burning herbs which yields the most potent legally available formula on the market today. Hyperdrive 3.0 will burn fat, control your appetite, improve your mood and focus, and give you an energy boost you've never experienced. Restore blocks estrogen, enhances libido, and optimizes free testosterone. You'll be stronger, recover faster, and build muscle like never before. Then, Fuel your workouts with the great-tasting and energy-enhancing Hyper Shot. Hyper Shot will boost your athletic performance to new levels, allowing you to train harder, improve your endurance, and get the most out of your time in the gym. Whining is not an option for those who refuse to accept mediocrity. Visit ALRIndustries.com today.
At Martini Muscle, we wanted to create something big, a place where you'd find any nutrition supplement available on the market. So we created a store with over 5,000 products. If we don't have it, they don't make it. The Martini Muscle family has dedicated over 25 years each in training experience in both bodybuilding and powerlifting. And we've created Martini Muscle to be the one place to go to get every nutrition and fitness product on the market. Not sure where to start? Martini Muscle will answer all of your questions and make sure you get what you need. Whether it's your first time going to a gym and need to pick the right protein, or you're a veteran who wants to gain an edge using any of the great products that Martini Muscle carries. Let's not forget Martini Muscle's clothing line, which continues to grow and keeps you looking and feeling great in the gym. Visit MartiniMuscle.com now and check out our Tip of the Week section with priceless information on how to reach your goals in the gym. MartiniMuscle.com, a lifetime worth of bodybuilding and powerlifting experience, and over 5,000 products are at your fingertips.
Anyone who loves fitness and free stuff is going to want to check this out. Metrex is giving away over $250,000 in sports and fitness-related prizes in the Metrex 2010 sweepstakes. Prizes include a Torque Fitness fold-away home gym system, a year subscription to HyperStripe.com, a set of Power Block quick-change dumbbells, and a grand prize trip for two to the 2010 ESPYs. To enter, go to Metrex.com. That's M-E-T-R-X.com. Metrex, shaping everybody.
See Metrex.com for complete details and rules regarding the sweepstakes.
Shredded RX in East Meadow, Long Island is your one-stop shop for all of your bodybuilding needs. Shredded RX has all of the hard-to-find supplements. Shredded RX carries the entire line of Species Nutrition products and are an authorized dealer for Gasp clothing. Come in today to experience the upscale and laid-back atmosphere with a staff comprised of bodybuilders and athletes who know exactly what you need. Mention that you're a member of RXMuscle.com and receive a Shredded RX Black Card, which is good for 10% off all merchandise. And for the entire month of June, use the coupon code RXMuscle to get 10% off all purchases. Visit us today at ShreddedSports.com. That's ShreddedSports.com. Shredded RX. Shredded RX.
Species Evolutionary Nutrition, the Species line of products champion original thinking and carries that thought process to its logical conclusion in the form of unique supplements that strictly adhere to the core nutritional principles of Dave Palumbo, founder of Species Nutrition. Visit SpeciesNutrition.com to purchase the next generation of high-quality supplements available today that fully adhere to the theory of natural selection, which insists that only the fit survive. Species Nutrition.
When the world crumbles around you, will you be ready to fight back? Brutal Alchemy Performance Nutrition's unique line of supplements will help you win the war in the gym. Ancient Strength is a unique blend of three creatine esters which will infuse you with the ancient strength needed for the battle at hand. Isolation is a pure whey protein isolate that provides 26 grams of protein in every 29 gram scoop. Attack NO2 is Brutal Alchemy's nitric oxide booster that will increase your pumps and performance. After your battle in the gym, it's time for Onslaught, Brutal Alchemy's comprehensive post-workout drink, providing everything you need to suffuse your muscles, joints, and body with the components to heal, grow stronger, and return to the fray. And when it's time to conquer in the bedroom, you'll need Forged Steel, Brutal Alchemy's male enhancement product. Lead the charge to BrutalAlchemy.com to obtain the essential elements of your brutal transformation. Brutal Alchemy, it's better to be a member of the Horde than to be destroyed by it.
New from Isatori Technologies, introducing Morph Mega Drive, the most complete and powerful pre-training formula on the planet. Forget everything you know about getting amped up to train using workout formulas that leave you hanging halfway through your workout. Morph Mega Drive is the only pre-training formula that contains EPO Blood Builder for unstoppable muscular stamina and Prominoplex Whey Protein Hydrolysis to rebuild your muscles faster. Proven by a scientific study to produce muscular gains from your first workout and every time thereafter. So if you're ready for the ultimate workout and to build layer upon layer of thick, rock-hard muscle, pick up Morph Mega Drive today at IsatoriTech.com or GNC.
Build serious muscle now.
Tony A.T.
get huge and stay lean. GPT. Achieve total muscle domination. Pump up and shred down with four great GAT products. Pre-workout Jet Fuse NOX. For insane strength and psychotic workouts, use Jet Fuse before attacking the weights. Post-workout Jet Mass. After training, use Jet Mass's muscle volumizing German creatine with HGH boosters and branched chain aminos to repair and recover. New protein, Muscle Teen. Muscle Teen has 45 grams of extended release protein to rebuild muscle tissue during and after training. Shred and burn your Jet Fuel Pyro. Use Jet Fuel Pyro, the number one feel-good fat burner, to help you feel great as you burn fat faster and easier. Find these GAT products at retailers worldwide or go to our website at teamgat.com. That's TEAMGAT.com.
Who are the Iron Sirens? The heroes. Susie Curry. Adela Garcia. Jenny Lynn. Crystal Richardson. Who are the Dark Divas? Gina Aliotti as Diva X. Jen Gates as Shade. Liza Kamstra as Black Lotus. Sonia Gonzalez as Raptress. And their story is told only in Iron Sirens. Iron Sirens is a one-of-a-kind limited edition comic book series and is the brainchild of J.M. Mannion. Order your copy of Iron Sirens today before they're gone. Visit IronSirensComics.com. That's IronSirensComics.com to get your copy of Iron Sirens. Iron Sirens. Iron Sirens. RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows, including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com.
Welcome back to After Hours with the Whack Pack. I'm Dave Palumbo, here with the entire Whack Pack. Jeff the producer, Diego B. Dave Watson joining us in the studio with Melody Mello, 17 years old, visiting Long Island, New York for her for the day. When are you going back?
Sunday.
Sunday, so we get you for the whole week. That's pretty cool. Too bad we're leaving. I'm leaving for the Jacksonville. We got to get some kind of a training video with you. I think the last one we put up was very popular. Now, I haven't figured out if it was popular because people are amazed to see a 17-year-old lift or because there's a bunch of pedophiles out there that got turned on by the word 17. You know, I don't know. I haven't figured it out yet. But she got a lot of hits on her video, I will say that.
Probably a combination of both.
Probably a combination. Yeah. Now, Jeff, I don't know if you heard this. The Mexicana Airlines has filed for bankruptcy.
Yes, John told me.
He did tell you. What's going on, Diego, with these South American? Actually, that's not really South American. Central but with American. These not even Mexico is like North American.
Oh yeah.
Come on, get you.
I don't know the fuck they're at.
He doesn't think you do look Mexican though. I will tell you that.
Yes, you do.
You do look Mexican.
You actually act Mexican too.
Hey, doesn't he look a little Mexican?
If I take you out to let's ask a Spanish person. Do I look Mexican to you?
You want me to tell the truth?
Yes. Of course.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm honest.
Wow.
If I showed you typical Mexicans around, let's say where I live, I don't look nothing.
They look and sound like this.
A Spanish person, let's say.
You don't sound Mexican, you but don't you look
sound,
Mexican.
Yes, I sound Mexican, but you look it. So combined, we form Colombian Voltron.
Listen, the Mexicans are doing what the Colombians were doing 15 years ago. They're the ones
selling crack
money now. Yeah.
Okay.
They sell it all.
Now, the Mexican Airlines owes the bank $199 million. I got the one question. How do you get $199 million in debt? Even John Romano couldn't do that. Come on.
Well, actually, he probably fucking could. So I don't know what he's talking about.
No, how do you get, seriously, how do you get that far in debt? I mean.
Because you take out loans and you don't pay the principal.
But what are they doing with all the freaking money?
Pocketing it.
Someone's pocketing it.
Well, how much is an airplane?
I don't know.
50 donkeys and 2 pennies.
Dave, what do you think about this whole situation?
What's that?
What do you think about the whole situation?
Which one?
The fact that the Mexican Airlines are $9 million, yeah.
So yeah, definitely somebody's got the money in their pockets.
Yeah.
A nice house is a nice
Dave is being very reserved. He usually has very strong opinions about this.
Come on, you see, you're going to make me
speak about it.
Dave, what would you normally say?
Do you know
Dave?
Well, go ahead.
Dave has me as a racist person.
No, you're like Jimmy. You're not a racist. You have racial stereotypes, and unfortunately, they're mostly true. Well, Jimmy and I have discussed this. You know,
but we should probably go down the list with Dave and see what he says.
He could give us a good list of stereotypes, and then he'd probably be right on most of them. Right. What do you know about the Mexican? What's the stereotype? I know what Jimmy knows.
Should I jump in the border?
No, well, not all of them do. What are they known for? What did Jimmy say?
He said they're very good cleaners.
Oh, laborers. No, laborers.
Right, laborers, workers, right.
Day laborers, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but once they get Americanized, that's it.
You know what it is? No one wants to work here anymore. No, if we didn't have Mexicans here working, we would nothing would get done. I was telling my father this. I said, I'm glad that they're here. So everyone wants to kick them out of the country. We won't have any. No one wants to work here.
The American kids today? No, not at all.
I can't get a kid to freaking wash my car or shovel my walk.
Yeah, it is. It is kind of ridiculous.
I put a $100 bill and I stick it on my mailbox and I can't get anyone to come do it. So,
but we do it for $5.
They'll do it for $5. Right, right.
Pesos. There
and,
you go.
And a cup of coffee.
Right.
And Colombian.
A cup of soup.
And
cup
soup too, maybe.
Maybe some tequila.
A drunk man called 911 the other night, according to a news source. You want to know what he called for?
What happened?
He wanted a ride to the liquor store.
What a dick.
This is a true story.
Believable.
He called the at midnight Tuesday morning. Called and said, I need a ride. And they asked him, what do you need a ride to? And I need a ride to the liquor store. And the woman who fielded the 911 call was hysterically laughing because she thought it was a good joke, but the guy was serious.
Oh,
and they came
God.
And they locked him up.
Unfucking believable.
These people are unbelievable.
Jimmy would do something like that.
Even he's not that.
Well, no, he had a good relationship with those guys. He said that, you know, they would send five cars whenever he called 911. So,
well, that's because he was usually the car they were called on him because he was threatening someone,
throwing shit out the door and breaking phones and stuff like that.
Jimmy is the only person I know who's got 911 called on him because he was trashing his own house and there was no one else home with him. When they came in, they're like, where's the other people? He's like, it's just me. He goes, I got in a bad mood. Like, sir, you got to calm down. He's like, I can't get angry in my own house. There's no one here. So, yeah, I don't know. That's Jimmy. That's Jimmy the Bull for you.
He did $20,000 in damage in his own house. I misspoke.
That's right. Let's not go there. Okay. He's not here to defend himself.
Good.
What's the next news story? This was a Jimmy the Bull story because Jimmy's a big Bible guy, and you know, they found John the Baptist's bones in Bulgaria. I don't know if you were aware of that. Jimmy likes to follow this. You know, we had this discussion because no one here has any religious education whatsoever.
Well, actually, I do. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Okay, so who is John the Baptist? We already went over.
He baptized Jesus.
All right. So, okay, very good.
Everyone knows this.
Well, not everyone knows this. Diego didn't know that. And
Jeff taught me.
Juan Baptiste.
No, Juan Valdez does coffee.
Not Juan Baptiste.
Anyway,
he turned the water into coffee.
They think they found his bones. All right, and. There are, you know, of course, all the archaeologists and scholars are debating whether they're really his bones or not.
And he was in Bulgaria.
That's what they want to know. They want to know how they got the bones there, and evidently someone moved them at some point.
Oh, I see. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, they should find the other 12 apostles, too.
I don't know. Well, I don't think they all died at the same time, Jeff, so you probably...
No, I didn't think that they committed mass suicide, but I'm saying that maybe, like, over time, the bones would have been buried somewhere.
I'd like for them to find Jesus' bones.
That would be incredible, but the rock was moved, so that's it.
Yeah.
His bones are not there.
They feel that the... it's authentic because there's, I guess, there's actually an inscription on the actual tomb itself with the exact date that John the Baptist was born. So that's good evidence right there.
That's
lead
interesting.
To believe that. So we'll have to find out about that, okay? Now, there's a new weight loss show coming on TV. I don't know if any of you guys have seen this. It's called Money Hungry. Now,
oh God.
We might consider trying to get on this show. But then again, none of us are really overweight. The deal is you got to get a group of teams of, I guess, of 12 people. And you got to put up 10 grand to get into the challenge. No, actually, it's groups of two people. So it would be like me and Dave Watson would go enter. We'd have to give them $10,000 to put in the bank.
It's like a pyramid scam.
I guess so. And then you got to live in the house with all the other people, I guess, for however many days it is. I don't know how long it's going to be. And there's basically, it's not like Biggest Loser. They don't put you through all these drills.
Right.
You can do as little or as much as you want. But right. the people that lose the most weight combined at the end of the thing win whatever, you know, they're giving away here. I think they're giving away $100,000 is the grand prize.
Well, probably whatever the people put into the pot, right?
I don't know if it's coming from that. I think they just want people to. I think if you stay the entire time, you might get your $10,000 back. Actually, believe it or not.
Oh, so it's like a deposit in case.
Right. If you don't make it, if you leave, you lose it. So, it's actually a good idea, I think.
So let me get this straight. You don't have to do anything, or you could do as much or as little as you want. You could pretty much go there, live there, stay the whole time, and right. get your $10,000 back. So, like, I guess if you wanted your 5 minutes of fame,
I don't know if you're going to get your $10,000 back. I'm looking over the article here. You might not.
Yeah, I don't know. That sounds kind of weird.
You and me can do it. RX Muscle will sponsor us.
So. First, you got to get real fat, though.
Well, Diego's already fat, can.
He fits the bill, definitely.
Absolutely.
I think you're even too lean, though, Diego.
Yeah, I agree. A couple more grams, I think you'd be.
I guess now the thing is, they have a gym in the house. They have healthy food options, but they also have like a liquor cabinet there. They have a lot of temptations. They have milkshakes, cheeseburgers, and French fries also.
What was that movie where they had like a fat farm, and then it said, you know, like in case of emergency, break glass, and behind the glass there was like a Twix bar?
I don't know.
They just set up little stations in case the fat person craves like an ice cream cone or something.
It's an interesting concept, I think. Put up your own money. It's like gambling, I guess. All I know is if I was in that thing with someone else, I'd bring Dave because Dave never cheats. We would definitely win. I would starve to death before losing that thing. And it's done by percentage, I guess, of weight loss per week. But you see, it wouldn't be good for bodybuilders because bodybuilders don't want to lose weight. They want to just lose fat. So until they have a show that's going to be based on body fat, you know, because if I was on this show, I'd want to lose everything. I'd be running 18 hours a day outside to try to lose the weight.
Unless you're Aaron Singerman and you start at 280 and die to like 200.
That's right.
No, I'm not here to defend myself, so we will not defer to my name any further.
He didn't call either. He never called me.
He's a wuss ass.
If he was in this thing, he'd be the guy drinking the alcohol and eating all the garbage food in the house while he was there, supposedly trying to win. You know,
and he would call it a cheat meal every time he did it.
Yeah, right. Every day he'd be having a cheat meal.
You know, like, but you see, the problem with him is that the cheat meal is the actual meal that he was supposed to eat, and the other seven are the cheat meals.
That's right. Now, Dave Watson, what do you got planned for the future? Are you going to compete as a pro, or are you going to call it a day?
Nope, we're going to do the New York Pro.
Is it? Oh,
it's a definite.
Okay, so you're going to do New York Pro in 2011. Is that going to be it for you, or what's the deal?
See how the turnout comes.
You're 45 years old. Have you had enough yet?
You got to come up with the age. I'll stop when I'm 50.
See, when you're over 40, you start bragging about it. See, because now it's like, wow, he looks good for 45. We see when you were 39, you were like, well, he's like, he's 39. But once you hit 40, you can say, look how good I look for 40. You know,
yeah.
You start reversing it.
You know what it is over there? I don't think about age. I really don't. Right. I don't think about how old I am.
I don't either. I try not to either because it's depressing if you start thinking about it.
Yeah, it is kind of. But I think actually my body is responding better.
Melody could actually be your daughter. I think you're older than Melody's father, right?
My dad is. Yeah.
How old is your dad?
41.
Oh, wow.
I'm older than your father, too.
Wow.
I'm
not
just
No, he can't because you're Mexican.
That was the look of death from Dave Watson just
Dave
now.
Dave is white bread American.
One of those trips to Cancun. He had fun. And
why is Diego the senior?
Why Cancun?
Mexican.
He's Mexican. Oh, Diego's Mexican. The senior panelist here, Jeff.
Right.
And he can't speak into the microphone. You haven't noticed?
Because
that?
He's very fucking nervous right now. He's moving around. He's fidgeting. I told you.
Yeah.
I'm not Melody is fucking. Oh, here we go. He's picking the mic up. He's very, very smitten by Melody Mello in the studio. He cannot control his hormones. He's sweating. He's moving around. He's touching his phone. He's playing with his feet. Now he's staying still because of what, you know, because I'm talking to him right now. But it was unbelievable. Watch him. He's rubbing his head. He's rubbing his hands.
From all the antigens that's being released in his body right now.
I think thousands of milligrams of testosterone.
Hairline receded about 3 inches since we started
did.
The show.
I think I'm gonna go bald.
Yeah,
you'll be bald. Yeah, you better start. Go for the hair grafts now. I'm telling you, if you start now,
Dave is like, you will be bald.
I was actually gonna talk to you about that.
Yeah, I think you should.
Propecia.
What are you, like 28?
26.
26.
Yeah, look, you see, he needs fucking Viagra. He's talking about fucking Propecia. Yeah,
Nick, well, the Viagra was something.
Oh, he needed the Viagra too. Oh, I didn't even know that.
That was on last week's After Hours. You missed it.
Oh,
yeah.
You should hear it.
I'll listen to it. Dave, do you use Viagra at all?
No.
Oh, no. I use Cialis.
We don't need that yet.
Yeah.
45 is still okay.
That's all right. Still working. Still working.
But after the diet right now, I'm a little...
Yeah, you don't care.
I think I'm back. Yeah,
you'd rather eat an ice cream sundae than have sex probably right
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
Dave was very upset because when we went to Outback before, they didn't have his carrot cake he eats.
Yeah,
carrot cake. It was actually depressing.
See, Dave has a whole ritual. When he goes to eat, and his friend over there is going to laugh when I tell him this. he eats the meal. You know, he has we all eat the same thing every single time. So it's not like there's no novelty anymore. But at the end, he always orders the carrot cake. If that's his cheat meal, and then he eats the carrot cake, and he goes, "Oh, I got a headache, and I'm sweating. I don't know what it is." And he's been doing this for 15 years.
The cold sweat.
Get the cold sweat from the sugar rush.
Sugar rush.
15 years he's been doing that, and he said the same thing every time. Yeah. I don't understand it. I'm sweating like crazy, and I'm all red. You know,
that's great.
That's funny. You know, Cancun. That's where that started.
Where?
Having that brownie with the
ice cream. They poisoned you down there. That's
why. I did something down there. And right after that, I was like, Jesus Christ, what's all the sweat coming from?
Since then, you've had insulin issues. Now he can't eat carbs. That's why he has to do a ketogenic
poison
diet.
Poison brownie.
Kid can't eat carbs.
It's the best diet. You know that.
I don't say it. I just let you guys say it. And I just nod.
The keto diet is the best diet.
Hey, it works. That's all I say it does. It works.
I want to bring up
it works for me.
I want to bring something up that's annoying the crap out of me. You know, and we've mentioned this before, Jeff. There's been another small plane crash in an airport very near Phoenix, I guess.
Yeah.
It was a 4-seat Cirrus SR-22. It ran into trouble immediately after takeoff. The pilot tried to return to the airport but crashed into the warehouse less than a quarter mile away. The male pilot who was killed was the only person on the plane. No one on the ground was hurt. The cause of the crash was not known, though police said a witness who was a pilot reported the plane seemed to be experiencing trouble as soon as it took off from the airport and crashed as it tried to return and land. When are these people going to learn? You drive a plane, you're an amateur, you're going to crash and you're going to kill yourself. You drive a car, you crash, you're probably not going to kill yourself.
Right.
I don't understand all these amateur pilots out there. They fly once every 6 months,
right.
They forget what's going on, and then they fucking crash the plane.
They want to be pilots. They have this pipe dream that, you know, they think it's easy. They went through the training and they think they're ready to
go. Dave, you're into cars. You own an auto body shop. You own you sell used cars. You know, you've had very fast cars. How many guys have fucked themselves up? You know, they think they're race car drivers. They get these fast cars and they go out and they fucking get into accidents with it.
Only the kids today with the Jap cars running around like maniacs. But no, not really. Not too many.
No. I think that there's more than people say, because especially these guys that have the cars, they only use them on the weekends, and then they're not used to it. I see accidents all the time in these exotic cars. All the time.
Oh, the exotic cars?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
European cars. Stuff like that.
These souped up cars, yeah.
Well, I'm thinking, you know, like my car, like the Drake car.
No. Well, those guys race all the time. They know what they're doing, those guys.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about the weekend warriors. That's what these airplane guys are. They get a lot of money. They buy an airplane. They fly it once every 6 months. And then what happens is they get into trouble. They panic and they crash the freaking plane. What was the guy doing up there by himself, first of all?
How experienced was his experience?
Who knows? He probably was an amateur pilot, they said. You know, he's not a commercial pilot that was going for a joyride. He figured, I have an airplane, I better use it. You know, it's like me going out on my jet ski after, you know, once a month, you know.
Yeah.
Right, you kind of feel obligated to use it, so you jump in and then you're like, what the fuck?
You hear it all the time. How many movie stars have died flying their own plane? A lot. Yeah. A lot.
It's crazy.
So, don't fly planes, Melody. Stay out of the planes. Actually, you know, I'm going to give some good advice to her right now, because my father gave me this advice when I was bodybuilding. I remember I had done a show, and I think I went away on a vacation afterwards, and I was playing volleyball, and I pulled something, like a lat muscle or something like that, and it was like hurting me for 6 months, and I was complaining about it. My father's like, if you're going to be an athlete, you don't do other high-risk activities. You don't ski. You don't ice skate. Yeah. You don't play stupid games. You don't play tag football, because you're going to hurt yourself. And you know what? After that, I took his advice, I never got hurt again. How many guys do you know, Dave, hurt themselves not in the gym but out of the gym?
Of course, all the time. All the time. Yeah. Trying to do stuff that the other people do every day, and they just lift. When you're lifting the way we lift, and you try to do an activity like lacrosse, football, you're definitely going to hurt yourself.
Of course you are.
You're definitely going to hurt yourself.
beach volleyball is the worst. I mean, that at 250 pounds, you don't play beach volleyball.
No, you can't jump up and down in the sand with that.
No. Not that Melody, you go snowboarding, you're going to be in for big trouble, trust me.
I already went there. I have a shoulder injury from snowboarding.
See, and I don't even know. I didn't even know that.
It's hysterical.
I'm a prophet. I'm John the Baptist. When they bury me, make sure you know where they put my bones,
in
Jeff.
In fucking Bulgaria.
Make sure you write it on the, inscribe it on the tombstone. So
just burn it into your bones.
200 years from now, they'll be able to find where my bones are.
Here lies Dave Palumbo.
Right, one more crazy story. There's a UFC fighter, and I'm going to fuck his name up. I know it. His name is Charles Sonnen. Does anyone know who he is?
No idea.
He's fighting Anderson Silva for the middleweight title. I guess he was on Pro MMA Radio with that's Larry Pepe's show, and he was quoted as saying that Lance Armstrong gave himself cancer. Because of all the drug use he had.
Oh, wow.
Now this guy is that might be the stupidest statement I've ever heard in the history of sports. This guy actually believes that Lance Armstrong gave himself cancer.
Yeah, but wasn't what's his name talking about that also? What's that guy?
Everyone's accusing Lance now of taking performance enhancing drugs, which he probably was. Everyone takes them, but he didn't. You know, he didn't give himself cancer because of that.
No,
idiots.
Cancer's in your body.
Idiots.
Yeah, but who is that guy who he's on the tip of my tongue. The guy who used to own the gym with like the needle hanging down or like no. He had Mahalik? Yes, Mahalik. Remember when he came out in that like HBO steroid special or whatever it was, and he goes, they'll give you cancer. They'll fuck your brain up. I was in a mental institution. Well, like he did all this shit. Yeah,
we had him on the radio. He admitted that he does
it. It's just a load of shit. Yeah, so maybe this guy was trying to put two and two together, and he thought that because of all the drug use that. That's probably why the Lance gave it to him.
He's just ignorant. That's all. You know, he's ignorant.
There's some crazy shit.
He even accused Armstrong's cancer research money, you know, that Livestrong that he raises money for cancer research, as being nothing but an elaborate fraud.
Why is he going after Lance Armstrong?
I have no idea.
Does he owe him fucking money? Did he?
He's like, Lance Armstrong did a number of things and he gave himself cancer.
Maybe he sold him fucked up drugs. That's what it sounds like. I mean, he's bitter against fucking Lance Armstrong because he's selling a dollar fucking
wrist. I think he's just jealous of all the money Lance Armstrong is making. There's
plenty of other people scamming people. Why is he going after Lance Armstrong?
You know, it makes no sense. That's the new punching bag is Lance Armstrong.
Well,
and he thinks that Michael Phelps is a pothead, and he thinks he deserves to be put in Times Square and stoned to death also.
Well, maybe he should beat Silva first and then come back.
I hope that he's just doing this for publicity and he's piping the fight, because I can't believe anyone would be this ignorant to say
probably.
That. Because you know what? If this guy knows anything, every professional athlete in every sport uses something, whether they use amphetamines in race car driving to stay focused or beta blockers in musicians to stay so they don't sweat and get nervous when they're playing.
Or speed when like you're driving from the Arnold Classic back to Long Island.
That's right. Everyone does something. So, you know, I think this guy is very ignorant, made a very ignorant statement. The fact that he would make it in the public press is kind of almost like a slap in the face to Lance Armstrong, I think, at least.
Yeah, it's probably just to hype the fight.
Yeah, I don't know. He should have made fun of the other guy in the fight, not Lance. Where did Lance Armstrong come from?
You know? Well, he's probably deflecting the fact because he doesn't think he could beat Silva, so who knows?
One more thing I want to bring up. There's a great, great documentary on Mike Tyson running on HBO now. I think it's just called Mike Tyson.
It's called Tyson.
Yeah. And whoever did it, I'm trying to think who is responsible for putting this thing together. It's basically Mike Tyson talking the whole time. They probably did like hours and hours of interview with this guy. And they pieced it all together in a way that tells a story of his whole life. You know, and they mix it in with clips from the fights and press conferences that he was in. And it covers from when he was brought up by Customato and taught how to fight. All the way up to, you know, the current day, you know, where he is right now, which is kind of in limbo. I guess he still doesn't know what he wants to do with his life. He's been doing a little acting. And, you know, he basically talks about how he's an extremist his whole life. He's like, I either have $200 million and I spend like a fiend, or I have nothing. He goes, I can't live in the middle. He goes, I have to either spend everything or have nothing. And it's kind of sad in a way, but it was a great special. It was really well done. I recommend that anyone out there.
Was it James Toback who did it? That's what it says here.
Yeah, it might be. It might be. When is it on next?
Don't know.
You're not that good at researching.
He just made a statement the other day. I heard it on the radio. Mike Tyson.
Yes.
He ran out of, he was in that movie, he made that cameo in The Hangover.
Right.
He says he did that so he could get some money for crack.
Or for drugs. Yeah, I talked about that on Heavy Muscle Radio. If you listen to the show, you know that.
Yeah, you can find it on rxmuscle.com.
I got to go to that website.
You know, the website that you skulk all of our fucking sponsors for shit. That one.
Where are they? I have none right now.
Oh, I don't know. Do you want me to call Dave from fucking Brutal Alchemy and find out where your next care package is going out?
Please. Be okay. Too.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, Mike Tyson appeared on Entourage. I was watching it the other night. He was on there.
Really?
He made a guest cameo appearance. Yeah, he was good.
Wow.
Yeah, he might be a good actor. Who knows? Because you know what? He is a funny guy, actually. But you know what? He's pretty candid. He's like, you know, look, those last couple of boxing matches I had where I lost and got my ass kicked, I was doing it for the money, you know? And, you know, I'm just, everything I do now is for money, you know? I'm not doing it because I love acting or anything like that. I need freaking money, you know? I like to spend money.
He just blew it all? Like he says his whole earnings, everything is gone?
He blew $200 million.
That's insanity, man. That's unbelievable.
$200 million.
Wow. And I just
on cars and houses, yeah. You know, and he just, you know, it is also when you don't come from money and you don't really understand the value of it, it's just paper. And he even said, he goes, it's just paper to me. He goes, it doesn't mean anything to me.
Wow.
You
know? So unbelievable. Well, hopefully he'll get a better.
Not to depress the shit out of everyone, but it's not a depressing special. It's a very good special. It's very brutally honest. He talks about the rape of that girl, Desiree Washington. How she framed him, and you know he didn't do it, and you know it was the worst moment of his life to be accused of something that he didn't do. I truly believe that he didn't. Do you believe he raped her?
I don't know.
What was this, but you. Think about it. What was this girl doing back in his room, Mike Tyson's room? Yeah,
it should never come up.
One in the morning.
No, it's her fault.
What she was going up?
She wanted to get an autograph.
Yeah, right. She was going to drink chocolate milk
on her pussy. Yeah. No, I'm sorry.
So. I mean, there's no reason why she should have been there. I do not believe he raped her. I have a feeling she went up there, and then maybe after they had sex, he probably said, get out, you bitch. You dumb bitch. And she probably felt
the fuck
used,
out of here, you fucking piece of shit. That's right. I got to practice for tomorrow's fight.
What?
Fuck. For a certain degree, and she wanted to say, you know what, stop. And
Have a time.
Dun, 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 she's up there with Mike Tyson, the biggest animal in the freaking world, and she thinks he's going to
stop. You know what you're getting yourself into. It's crazy.
Wow.
I believe if Mike Tyson was more well-spoken and more respected in society and not didn't have that, I guess...
tattoo?
Tough guy attitude.
That the whole persona of being a badass, I think he probably would have gotten off. I think people like believed her because of just who he was.
The way he is. Yeah.
Whereas Kobe Bryant, you know, beat the charge because Kobe's a good guy, right? Everyone knows that.
He's an angel.
Well, I'm innocent.
He doesn't say things like, I want to eat your children.
Right. I want to eat your heart. They showed a scene where he was going crazy. He had just got out of jail and these...
I'll fuck you, you faggot. Yeah, I'll make you my bitch.
Yeah, you saw that.
Fuck you till you love me.
I'll make you love me, you faggot.
It was unbelievable. He talks about it. He said, you know, I was so angry. I was so, you know, I guess what he said was whenever he would get like that, it was because he was afraid. It wasn't because he was trying to intimidate people. He goes, I was so scared inside that I wanted everyone else to think that I wasn't, you know. So he would go the opposite direction with that.
He seems to have a lot of self-awareness now. He, you know, like going looking back. So he's obviously grown, which is a great thing. Because,
yeah, I don't think he thinks he has, but he obviously
nah,
did.
He obviously has
awareness, you know.
Yeah. The first step to recovery.
Right.
To all the sink breakers out there.
Unless he's still making the same mistakes.
A little more remorse now.
Well, I think he just understands himself better. Well, he's got kids now. He's got five kids. You know, a couple of them are still only 4 or 5 years old. Yeah, he's living through for his kids now.
Wow.
I can understand that. Any final words, Diego?
Give me my shit.
Yeah, we're working on those sponsors.
You have not been showing up at any shows. That's why you have no sponsors left.
Doesn't show up to shows.
I've not seen you any big
doesn't
shows.
Doesn't bring food.
I brought food today. I brought empanadas. Well, I didn't know we were having a big crowd. So you got an empanada.
He's fucking hitting on underage powerlifters.
That's right.
It's like, this is unbelievable.
No, but you know, remember Diego would usually used to go to all the big shows, and he would skulk all the sponsors there.
I know.
So now they're saying
he doesn't need us no more.
Why should we sponsor this guy? He doesn't go anywhere. Where are the people going to see his shirt?
And you know what? Just like Tyson, he spent all of his fucking money on this one jacket, this fucking Jordan jacket that had every fucking sponsor that he ever got shit from.
Costing $20,000.
$20,000, right? And that's it. He's out. But now, you know, he has his Jordan sneakers. He got his nice outfit.
He
got his fucking drugs. He got his health. You know, he has plenty of friends, his family. Everything's good.
Correction. You can ask.
I don't have my health.
No. You can ask Species Nutrition, Rob or Joel, who's helping out at the booth.
You are. Yeah, I did see you.
You're just too busy. RX
Mafia. Yes, because you wouldn't want to see anyone else other than Diego B next to guys like PJ Braun and Cat Ramirez.
I don't know about Cat Ramirez. I mean, PJ Braun, but I want to hang out with Cat Ramirez.
And here comes Joel from Species in the room, ready to confirm or deny these accusations from Diego B.
Big J1, has Diego been at the booth, all the booths that we've been running at the big shows, not the little puny shows?
Diego is the best person in the company for cleaning up after the booth.
Wow.
Look at that.
All right.
Diego gets his due.
He has helped us at the Arnold. He has helped us at the major New York shows. I will say that his work is clearly limited to cleaning up.
Well, that's all right. We need a cleanup guy. Now, do you provide him with free product for that, Joel?
Yes, but only product that's post-expiration date or that's dented.
Okay. That's acceptable. We can spare that.
I take it all.
You he takes me. Spoiled anything.
I never complain. What are these picks good for?
That's right.
Self-hating Colombian.
He brought me something today that I thought was bagels, and then I started tasting them, and they're not. What is that stuff?
Donkeys.
That's it. Well, one of them is an empanada, and the other ones are...
What exactly is in an empanada?
You take one donkey.
I've had them before. What's in them?
You smash it.
Well, one is... Some of them are chicken. It's like chicken and potato.
Right.
Kind of, yeah, you smash it.
Well, you won't have an opportunity to tell what's in them today because I've finished them.
Wow.
However, you made a deposit.
However, those things that you put off as being bagels are not bagels.
No, they're not bagels. They're made out of cheese bread.
Cheese bread.
Yeah.
Okie dokie.
How you put the cheese in the bread?
What's that?
Was it good?
I don't have a filter for that kind of stuff.
It's all cheese.
Sorry, guys.
You eat to eat.
I actually took food. I took Joel to the, Joel eat anything pretty much, but I took him to we went to a sushi place in Las Vegas where you can pretty much unlimitedly order if you want. You know, it's $22. It's not a buffet. It's pretty good quality food. They have really cool rolls there. And I found out Joel doesn't eat fish.
Not raw fish.
Doesn't eat raw fish. Right.
Raw fish.
I eat all cooked fish.
I told him I thought Jews love sushi, but I guess not. Not Joel.
Lox.
That's right.
If Melody wasn't here, I'd tell you the only kind of raw fish I eat.
We know that.
Have fun, guys.
All right. Well, we're wrapping up things now. Big Jeff, do we have any time left here?
We have no time, Dave. We're out.
All right.
Well done.
Let's close up shop here. Dave, I appreciate you stopping by, man.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
It's always a pleasure, and thanks for taking us out to dinner, as well as Steve Russo over there. Let's give him a little plug. He paid for dinner tonight. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
And Melody is missing. I think she went to throw her dinner up. She was feeling a little queasy after that powerlifting routine she did with Rob Rink. So.
See, Diego, man, you fucking chased the right out.
That's right.
Son of a bitch.
And the Red Bull.
Melody drank a Red Bull, like a speed stack, and took another, and like 10 cups of coffee, and then she wants to know why she's...
Gotta be Reese. Yeah. Gotta be Reese.
Well, you know, you get nauseous for too many...
Wait, she's back.
Oh, she is back. Did you throw up?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Really? Did you flush it down the toilet?
No, she left Rob's face. No, I'm
just really?
In the garbage. Yeah, yeah.
My cell phone wasn't anywhere near that toilet, was it?
No.
The next time you throw up, aim it towards the desk that's against that window on the opposite side.
Next time you throw up, do it into Diego's empty food container. And put a fork in there. Maybe he'll eat it when he's done.
You know what those are called? Empanadas.
That's how they got them. It's regurgitated food.
It's potatoes, chicken, and vomit.
Gotcha. All right, well, guys, we're at the end of another episode of After Hours with the Whack Pack. Until next week, I'm Dave Palumbo.
And I'm not Ja Romano.
And remember, we're not only the host of After Hours with the Whack Pack.
We're also members!
Bitch. After Hours with the Whack Pack has been an RXMuscle.com presentation. To download this and all past shows, visit RXMuscle.com and click on the radio link. RXMuscle.com, the truth in bodybuilding. I'm Michael Bob in the body.